From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Our Weekend Edition host, Scott Simon, has put his mother's stories on the air before.
My name is Pat Simon Newman Gelbin.
But you forgot Lyons, the name you were born with, though.
Begin again.
That's okay.
My name is Pat Lyons Simon Newman Gelbin.
Way to go. Exactly.
Oh, boy. What a monogram that is.
That was Scott's mother in 2008 when she joined him for StoryCorps' National Day of Listening project. Well, recently, Scott has been telling a different story about his mother. She went into the ICU over a week ago, and last night she died. She was 84 years old. Scott has been tweeting the entire experience of sitting and sleeping at his mother's bedside, a lyrical and quite public way of saying goodbye. Scott joins us now from Chicago. And Scott, first of all, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you, Audie. It's nice of you to say that. And I must say, among the millions of people we've been hearing from, of course, are a lot of NPR listeners. And it means a lot to our family because they all seem to say that they're not just saying, giving condolences to me as someone they know, but that something my mother said meant something to them. It's very gratifying.
Tell us how you ended up making this announcement on Twitter. You did it in a tweet, actually. I don't know if you remember what it was.
Yes, my mother is an old showgirl, and I think I said about an hour after she died, the heavens over Chicago have opened, and Patricia Lyons Simon Newman has stepped on stage. And then, borrowing from the bard, I said, she will make the face of heaven shine so fine that all the world will be in love with night. A lot of people, by the way, are complimenting me for my eloquence, not knowing that that's a pretty famous Shakespeare line, and I'm grateful for the, I'll accept the compliment today. But, you know, Audie, when I, you know, I have an active Twitter account, as you know, as NPR hosts not only have but are supposed to have in this day and age. It's a good way of communicating. And when I first went to my mother in the ICU here in Chicago more than a week ago at this point, I didn't know it was going to be her deathbed, and I, of course, was hoping and praying that it wouldn't be her deathbed. But she just was so interesting. And, of course, I was there all day, and it was the most interesting thing I was hearing all day. She was funny and perceptive and bright and sparkling, and this is just something that I wanted to share.
We can hear in that interview you two kind of laughing, and later on in that interview you're crying, and it sort of reflects what we've seen in the posts, your tweets as well. One example from yesterday, I know the end might be near as this is the only day of my adulthood I've seen my mother and she hasn't asked why that shirt.
Yes, indeed. That was a constant source of byplay between the two of us. Why that shirt? Why that shirt and tie? That sort of thing. You know, I always tried to dress well for her, and I always felt I could never dress quite well enough for her. Although I'm glad on the last day we had with each other, she looked up from her bed and said, "You really look lovely today."
What was her understanding of you sharing this experience with so many people? I mean, you have, I think, 1.3 million followers on Twitter, and that's a lot of people to share what ostensibly is a sacred moment.
Well, I don't think it's any less sacred because it was shared with a lot of people. And it must be said, you know, there was a lot of stuff that I didn't share. There was a lot of stuff that I will tell only my wife and maybe someday my children. I certainly had a sense of proportion and delicacy. I don't think my mother knew much about Twitter or social media platforms, but I would read her an occasional message from someone in Australia, someone in Great Britain or Singapore, and she was very touched. I mean, my mother was to a degree a public figure. I've written about her before in a book I wrote years ago called Home and Away. I interviewed her on StoryCorps. She was married to two men who were public figures of various note. And I didn't tweet anything and wouldn't have that I didn't think she would be totally comfortable with. But when she, for example, I think when the reality that these were her last few days or even hours was beginning to crash in on her, when she just looked up and said, "I guarantee you, those great deathbed speeches, they were all written in advance." I mean, that's just so funny and wise. I think it deserves to be shared. And when she just looked up at me and said, "Oh, Earth, you're too beautiful for anyone to realize," I think we could all stand to learn that, to know that in our bones. And when she told me, she said, "Honey, always take time with people in their 80s. I hear her voice coming back into mine now. Always take time with people in their 80s. Because for more than a decade, they've been looking right across the street at death, and they know what's really important in life." I don't know about you, but I can stand to hear that message.
Scott, one more thing. You talked about your mom. You've described her as a funny, flinty old showgirl. Is there a song that you'd like to go out on that could be a tribute to her?
Yeah. I mean, there's several. She and I sang to each other a lot in the ICU. And I wish I could tell you it was grand opera. At one point, she looked to me during the one long night we had, two nights we had, up 48 hours together, never slept, and she said, "Maybe we should listen to some opera. It always put me to sleep when I went." But song that kept popping up and we kept singing to each other is Nat King Cole singing Unforgettable. And I will hear that song again for the rest of my life, and I bet I will sing it to my wife and sing it to my children. I will never hear that song without thinking of my mother.
Scott, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you, Audie.
That's NPR Weekend Edition host Scott Simon talking about his mother, Patricia Lyons Simon Newman, who died last night at the age of 84.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more unforgettable in every way. And forevermore.
This is NPR.